USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
10 days until Election Day. President Trump is in Florida, where he will cast his own ballot. He'll then host rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Pennsylvania. He'll hold a pair of drive-in events in Bucks County outside of Philadelphia, and in Luzerne County in the northeastern part of the state, rock legend Jon Bon Jovi is expected to be there. Also in the Keystone State, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled unanimously Friday that ballots cannot be rejected based on signature comparisons. The decision is a relief for Jody Gill. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting is not as it once was.
His vote's going to matter and it's going to count and nobody's going to take it away from him.
1.5 million ballots have already been cast in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A North Carolina man was arrested for having a mobile armory of weapons in a van. He was allegedly making plans to carry out an act of terrorism, including an assassination attempt of former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. The story was first reported by television station WBTV. 19-year-old Alexander Treisman was arrested in late May after employees at a bank in Kannapolis outside of Charlotte called police to investigate a white van left in the parking lot. Officers saw an AR-15 and more through the windows. Treisman faces child pornography charges. A federal magistrate judge filed an order to keep him in custody, citing the plans to act out an assassination attempt. It was a mixed day on Wall Street Friday. The Dow closed down 28 points. The Nasdaq was up 42 points. The S&P 500 was up nearly 12 points. You can find news on demand at any time at usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
There has been another deal brokered by the U.S. between Israel and one of its enemies to establish ties. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Israel and Sudan agreed to normalize ties in a U.S.-brokered deal, ending decades of hostility as one of Africa's largest countries joins a broader diplomatic realignment in the Middle East. President Trump reacts to the news.
We're doing them one by one. We did Sudan. They wanted to do a deal, and that was in particular nice because they've essentially been at war with Israel for a long time. I don't know if it was fighting. I don't know that, but probably there's been a little bit, but certainly it's been for many years you've been officially at war with Sudan, and now it's not only the deal was signed, but it's peace.
President Trump also hinting that at least 5 additional countries want to join the peace deal with Israel and says Saudi Arabia is one of them. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A NASA spacecraft stuffed with so much rubble from this week's grab that is jammed open and precious particles are drifting away in space. Scientists announced the news 3 days after the spacecraft named OSIRIS-REx briefly touched asteroid Bennu. The mission's lead scientist, Dante Loretta of the University of Arizona, said Tuesday's operation collected far more material than expected for return to Earth. The sample container on the end of the robot arm penetrated so deeply that rocks got sucked in and became wedged around the rim of the lid. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.